Canadian astronaut Jeremy Hansen noted the record as the spacecraft Integrity zoomed past the moon and headed back to Earth.
From the cabin of Integrity here, as we surpass the furthest distance humans have ever traveled from planet Earth, we do so in honoring the extraordinary efforts and feats of our predecessors in human space exploration.
Hansen called on humanity to keep reaching further into outer space in the spirit of exploration and scientific achievement.
We will continue our journey even further into space before Mother Earth succeeds in pulling us back to everything that we hold dear. But we most importantly choose this moment to challenge this generation and in the next to make sure this record is not long lived.
The six-hour flyby is the highlight of NASA's first return to the moon since the early 1970s and the Apollo missions. Flight engineer Judd Freeling said the space agency's goal is to land human beings on the moon again within 2 years.
The whole point of this mission is a campaign to get back to the moon. And the being able to see with human eyes the lunar surface is a huge milestone, right? And that just articulates the point, you know, that we're going back to the moon.
Today's milestone surpassed the previous distance record of 248,655 miles set by Apollo 13 in 1970. Artemis II beat the record by 4,100 miles. Moments after breaking Apollo 13's record, the three American and one Canadian astronauts asked permission to name two fresh lunar craters already observed. They proposed Integrity, the capsule's name, and Carol, in honor of Commander Reed Wiseman's wife, who died of cancer in 2020. Wiseman wept as Hansen put in the request to Mission Control, and all four astronauts embraced in tears. Known as a free return lunar trajectory, this no stopping to land route takes advantage of Earth and the moon's gravity, reducing the need for fuel. It's a celestial figure eight that will put the astronauts on course for Earth once they emerge from behind the moon this evening. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.